This is News Talk.
Speaking of the Olympics, great picture on the front of the Irish Independent of Jasmine Camacho Quinn of Puerto Rico celebrating winning gold in the 100 metres hurdles at the Tokyo Olympics. And the reason she's on the front of the Irish Independent is that she praised Irishman John Coughlan, who left his job coaching with Meath GAA to train her. Certainly a worthwhile exercise when you consider she now won gold in the 100 metres hurdles, and she also won her country's first ever athletics gold. A great achievement by her, but also by John Coughlan, formerly, as we say, of Meath GAA. The main story on the Irish Independent front page is a big crackdown. If you're a fan of using cash, well, there's going to be a big crackdown over the next couple of years on using cash as we all move towards this sort of cashless society. Cash payments over €10,000 for transactions like car purchases, home improvements or funeral bills are going to be banned within 3 years under new EU rules. The EU legislation is being considered in a bid to clamp down on cross-border money laundering, but it's not just targeting money laundering, because it's going to have a big impact on a large section of society, particularly those who operate solely on cash. And Irish EU Commissioner Mairead McGuinness, who's responsible for strengthening anti-money laundering laws, says a much broader view of the problem must be taken beyond large-scale businesses and banks. Now, there are a lot of people who like using cash. Cash is king and all that stuff. It looks like it's going to be phased out even further. I have to tell you, I got a Chinese last night and the Chinese restaurant didn't take a card. Absolutely would not take cards. You had to go to the ATM and take out money. So some of these businesses really going to have to move on and embrace the 21st century and get rid of cash, it would seem. Or certainly those which take a lot of cash, a large amount of it. Also on the front of the Irish Independent, Professor Anthony Staines is quoted as saying that masks will be needed well beyond Christmas. Professor Anthony Staines said wearing masks were a minor inconvenience but was necessary and could become a permanent change in our behaviour. Well, of course, they do that in some Asian countries, don't they? And people who don't feel well throw on a mask if they're going on public transport and things like that. He thinks it's going to be a feature of our future here. That's on the front of the Indo. And I suppose, look, you think about, no one's really had a particularly bad cold or a flu over the last year and a half, or certainly not many people have had a bad cold or flu, and that is being put down to social distancing but also mask wearing as well. Staying with COVID-19, the front of the Irish Times says that ministers are going to meet virtually this week to discuss fresh concerns around the rising number of COVID-19 patients in hospital. The meeting will be held on Friday. Head of the HSE Paul Reid expressing concern about the slowly, continuously rising numbers of hospitalised cases. Government sources believe the rise was largely expected and daily case numbers may be plateauing. We're still hovering around the sort of 1,400, 1,300, 1,500 case number every day for the past while, but obviously they will keep an eye on hospitals and hospitalisations. Some ministers will have to meet to discuss that. So not so much of a summer break for some of our politicians. Great picture, by the way, on the front of the Irish Times of a stag surveying a field of wheat in Delgany in County Wicklow with the tongue out. It's a cracking picture there by Nick Bradshaw. The Irish Daily Mail this morning: pressure on priests over communions. Priests are coming under, quote, fierce pressure to hold confirmations and communions despite having concerns about their safety during the Delta wave. Frustrated parents are pushing to have the special day for their children, and there's now tumult between clerics within the church over whether these family events should be going ahead at all. Very interesting listening to some priests saying absolutely they should be going ahead, other priests saying no, they shouldn't. I was listening to Father Joe MacDonald on with Mark Cagney on The Hard Shoulder yesterday, and sort of you get the impression that he felt that the bishops didn't fight hard enough and maybe aren't being listened to. But then you've other priests saying no, it shouldn't go ahead. And you talk about separation of church and state, there's certainly some evidence of that when you consider that some bishops are just going totally against what the official advice and plea is from ministers like Stephen Donnelly over holding these communions. Certainly some priests getting restless and some families themselves getting restless that their children have missed out on the special day, or it's kept being postponed, which is really tough on families as well. You try and plan it and then you kick the can down the road with it, unfortunately. The main story in the Irish Examiner is about climate change. And this is comments made by Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue, who has said that farmers have been unfairly singled out and blamed for climate change, and consumers will have to take greater responsibility for emissions. I imagine that'll crop up when Charlie McConlogue is on News Talk Breakfast later this morning there. But, and I suppose you have heard in the past farming, agriculture being blamed on a lot of climate change. He's obviously calling for a change in the discussion, and maybe consumers take some of the blame for that. The Irish Independent this morning talks about travel, but actually it's quite interesting. It's not people going on their holidays. I wasn't aware of this, but an awful lot of Irish people have decided to head off to the Canaries and work from there. And that's because you could remote work. So clearly what a lot of Irish people have said is, well, I can sit in my apartment in Dublin or my house in Sligo and work, or I can go to the Canaries. And as the Irish Independent says, drawn by sun, sea and speedy Wi-Fi, Irish remote workers are converging on Europe's southernmost islands to try workcationing, which is a new phrase now on me, instead of staycationing, workcationing, before employers order them back to the office. Sunny islands off Spain and Portugal have been benefiting from the influx of digital nomads, as they're called, who are breathing life back to deserted tourist destinations. So obviously the sun is appealing to them. I imagine the cost of rent also appealing to them, and speedy Wi-Fi, as it's called. And the Canaries Tourism Office estimates that 8,000 remote workers arrived in the first half of the year, and they're expecting another 30,000 over the next 5 years. So it's something people might consider if you can work remotely. Do you do it from Ireland, or do you do it from the Canaries when you can go for a swim in the sea at 5 o'clock? Anyway, the Times of London has an interesting report on the front page this morning. Not the first time we've heard this, but it's a big report into the link between dementia and soccer and heading a football. And on the Times of London front page, we hear that the link between dementia and heading a football is so strong that footballs should be sold with warnings. This is according to the scientists leading a landmark study. Professor Willie Stewart called for the laws on the game to be changed for amateur and youth football to reduce the risk of degenerative brain disease. New research shows that the risk of brain disease rises with the length of a professional career, and he says for defenders who often have to head the ball, the risk is 5 times greater, the highest for any position on the soccer pitch there. And now he's saying that if you're selling a football, it should come with a warning. The Mail this morning says that the government is pushing to introduce a latte levy. This is the levy on those disposable coffee cups. Looks like it could come in by early next year. Minister Oisin Smith said it's now a priority for legislation allowing for the coffee cup levy to be enacted by the end of this year. So watch this space. If you're a fan of I'm a Celebrity, I'm sure many of you watched it last year. Well, it's going to be back in Wales, and this is a kind of last minute decision because of what's going on in Australia. The Daily Express says this morning they're still locked down under, so I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is staying in Wales for a second year. There's a whole load of new restrictions in Australia. I saw some pictures over the weekend where they go up to you if you're lying on the beach and look for all sorts of details off you. Anyway, the restrictions in Australia mean that staging the reality show in the usual jungle home is too difficult. So Ant and Dec will be back off to Wales, and I'm sure the Welsh Tourism Board very, very happy about that. Maybe some of the celebrities might have been more excited to go to Wales than Australia, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we don't know who the celebs are, but Ant and Dec definitely heading to Wales. And final story for you this morning comes from the Irish Daily Mirror, and this is something that I'm sure a lot of parents can empathise with and understand. This is a survey of those sort of annoying questions that your children ask you, sort of things like, are we there yet, etc. But this is looking more at how children play, and messy play can strike the fear of God into parents' hearts, a poll has found. Number one question that mothers and fathers hate being asked is, can I make slime? Number two is, can I play with your phone? And in third position is, can I play with glitter? The study found that even though a third of parents steel themselves when asked about messy play, 6 in 10 do believe that they are good for their child's development. So I assume the issue is then you have to start cleaning up after your children. 1 in 2 parents reckon that mucky playtime allows children to express themselves, but on average, parents spend €342 a year cleaning up after their little ones and repairing or replacing broken household items. This is in the Mirror. It's all according to a new survey by Play-Doh of 1,500 parents. And Play-Doh say that in an age where people assume children are glued to their screens and aspiring to be social media stars, it's pleasing to see they're just as likely to be gluing glitter and modelling dough.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.